When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the most electric podcast out there. I'm your host, Francisco Castro. This podcast is part of More Than Baseball. They are working daily to better the lives of minor leaguers all over. Our mission is to protect and enhance the future of our game by allowing every ball player to live a better life during and after their careers. Check them out at morethanbaseball.org. All right, super excited for today's guest today. You may have seen him pitching in the Futures game. No big deal. He was a top 30 prospect with the Brewers before getting traded to the Rangers. Broke my heart. Also, one of the strikeout leaders in the minors. I'm hyped to talk to my guy, Antoine Kelly. How's it going, brother?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so let's jump right into the whole trade thing. Like, how did that whole thing go down? Because that day, I was going to message you. I was going to text you, be like, yo, dude, don't get traded. And then I was like, nah, he's not going to get traded. And then, like, I'm just scrolling through Twitter, and then, boom, you get traded. So I was like, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. So how did that whole experience break down for you?
It was so, like, so much happened and within, like, a couple hours. So I wasn't expecting to get traded, obviously. It's my first year back. I was like, I don't know. There's no way they would trade. This is like my first time. So I went home to Chicago for the week, for the Monday off day. And I came home that night. And my phone's on Do Not Disturb at like a certain time every day.
Same here.
And I like scrolled through my notifications. And then I see like Tom had called me a good like two or three times. So I'm like, oh shit, like I already knew.
Yeah.
I just like didn't want to believe it. So he called me and he told me, he was like, yeah, we you've been a part of our deal, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, with who? And he's like, the Rangers. And I'm like, damn, like I didn't really know what to say. Like I was in shock. Cause like I had literally just got back to Appleton, and I was like putting gas in my car, and I was just processing all of that. Wow. I'm like, I don't even know what to do right now. And then like, it was an awkward phone call. Cause like, I was like literally speechless. I what do I say? Like, thank you. Like, cool. Like, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And, whatever. So I called my parents right away. And then I tell them, I just got traded, like, to the Rangers. And they didn't believe me. And then they started asking me, like, what's happening and, like, all the details and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I don't even know. Like, I just found out, like, 30 seconds ago. Like, whatever. So like, they were blowing up my phone. I told them, like, just go look on, like, Twitter or something. Like, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
And then they did all that. And then the Rangers called me. And basically telling me that I have a flight the next day at like 7.
Jeez.
And it's like 11:30.
Yeah.
So I have like nothing in the house is packed up. Like everything is just there. I have to do laundry still. I'm like, dude, like what do I do? Like I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I actually didn't even go straight home. I went over to one of the dudes' house and I like told them too. And then they're all like shocked too. I'm like, damn, like I don't know what to do.
Do they already know by then? Because I mean, obviously, word travels fast. Like when someone gets traded, it's kind of.
No, they didn't know. Like when I told them was the first thing they heard of it, I went to the field. I had to pack my stuff, and like it was like a bittersweet thing. I was like, I don't really want to leave, but like I know it'll be probably like it'll benefit me a lot more. It was like super sad. So I packed my stuff. My phone's still blowing up. And then I'm thinking I'm going to come straight here to Frisco. And but no, I got to go to Arizona, which I hate Arizona with like a passion.
Why? What's wrong so with I'm Arizona? Like,
damn, it's too damn hot over there.
Yeah,
there's
nothing fair.
To do. There's stuff to do, but like,
it's just
not
too
even
hot.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got all my stuff packed. My phone's literally blowing up. And like at this point, I'm just like, all right, like, I'm not even going to respond. Like, they'll just text me, you know? But my phone's blowing up, and then I'm all packed. Next day at 7, I'm on the flight, and there we are in Arizona. Brand new team, brand new spot, brand new everything. It's a completely fresh start.
So why did they send you to Arizona first?
I had to throw in their lab and stuff, kind of meet, like, I want to say at the front office people or something.
Yeah. What was that introduction like? Was that kind of awkward or no?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
It was pretty normal. It's just like, it's all brand new. So I kind of like, you don't know what you can and can't say because
mm-hmm.
you're not like not comfortable with them. As
right.
with like the brewer that was comfortable. So I can kind of like speak a little bit more freely, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be yourself more.
But it was just brand new. But it wasn't awkward though.
That's cool. So, I mean, like when did you end up getting to Frisco?
I got to AZ on Tuesday. I got to Frisco on Thursday.
Dude, like straight up, I had no idea where Frisco was. I had to like Google it. But
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, but it's in the Dallas area, which is pretty sick. Because I mean, Appleton is obviously it's a smaller town compared to like Dallas area. So,
yeah.
Like, have you been able to explore Dallas the area at all, and just kind of because obviously there's more stuff to do there.
So here's the thing, I don't have a car right now.
Oh.
So I've been on foot. My car is coming tomorrow. About 3 weeks off. But,
mm-hmm.
like, I can't really, like, Dallas is, like, 20 minutes away. I'm not going to Uber to Dallas. Like, I'll go when I get my car gets here and stuff. So my girl's coming out here this weekend, so we're going to go over there. I mean, I've never, like, really been. So.
Yeah. Is she driving your car, like, her and your family, or no?
She's coming by herself, no.
Oh, so.
Oh, no, sorry. They're shipping it.
Oh, the ship. Okay, cool. I was going to say, man,
you
could have told me I would have driven out to Dallas, man. That's not that bad of a.
Sure.
I've done it too, though. I've driven to Dallas, yeah. To see, I went to go see a baseball game there, saw the Rangers play the Oakland A's, and then. Have you had In-N-Out yet? Because obviously, that's. I don't know if you had it before, but have you gotten a chance to eat In-N-Out?
I've had In-N-Out when I was in AZ. The big thing here, it's what's it called? Whataburger? Huh?
Yeah. I feel like that's overrated. I feel like
I'm completely out on that.
Yeah, you're not into it?
I don't like it. The place in Corpus Christi, where just that, there is a Whataburger like literally across the street.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Like, they're everywhere there.
They're literally everywhere, and I like I just can't get into it. Like,
yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, and I was they hype it up so much, like it's like their Culver's,
yeah.
you know, whatever. So I grew up in California, so I grew up on In-N-Out. So like to me, In-N-Out's better than Culver's, better than Whataburger, and like people here like that's sacrilegious, dude. If you tell them anything's better than Culver's, it's like you like told them you don't like their grandkid or something. They get so
they get in there, they get a little offended.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Feelings a little bit.
Yeah, no, for real. But no, Dallas is nice. Like I've been there several times, dude. Like Dallas, the area is pretty cool. So like I said, you'll probably enjoy Dallas more than Appleton. Like no shade on Appleton. Like I've been out there. It's nice too, but it's no Dallas, dude. Like, Dallas
it's
is just a big city.
It's a lot more stuff. I was here. Actually, I got my surgery here. In Dallas with my surgeries. I mean, I've been here, but
okay.
I was kind of out of it.
Recovering
the whole time.
And whatnot.
Like,
so you can't do anything.
Remember.
Yeah. That's
yeah. And,
yeah. I went to a Mavs game actually there too. When I was out there, that stadium is nice. So that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I heard there's a bunch of nice spots, but I'll have to go exploring and see what's around.
Yeah. So how was it then being like the new guy on the team? Because obviously, like Mitch season trade, like everyone kind of is established. Like, how was like that whole introduction process?
It actually wasn't that bad. I feel like these group of guys they're older.
Yeah.
So they're more like welcoming and like it wasn't too bad, but like me being like a quiet and reserved guy,
mm-hmm.
I like kind of have a hard time like just straight up being outgoing and just coming out of the shell right away. So that part I guess is on me, but like overall like these guys are very welcoming. It's not bad.
Yeah. And like they got some studs on that team too.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Who's like one guy on that team that you, and it's only been a couple of weeks, but someone you're just like, dang, dude, like that, they're the real deal.
It's like, it's most of the guys, like all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like a higher level and stuff, but it's like you kind of trust them behind you a little bit more than mm-hmm. with like the younger guys. So.
That is true, because it's double A, and you were in high A. Now, so you got the promotion too. I mean, obviously that's cool too. You got that promotion to double A. You'd have to start off in high A, wherever they're. I don't even know where their high A team is, to be honest.
I don't say it's like Hickory. I don't even know. As long as I don't go there, I don't want to know.
Exactly. You just straight up from there, like triple A next season and major league debut. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can roll with that. We can do that.
Yeah, we'll speak that into existence. So some of the guys are like Jack Leiter. Obviously, he's nasty. Like, how is it watching him pitch? Like, because he's just one of those like hyped up prospects.
Yeah, it's pretty fun watching him throw. The fans are big fans.
Yeah. So does he just get like bombarded like every game? Like fans just asking for everything from him.
I was told he used to, or like in the beginning of the year, it was kind of crazy. But
yeah,
I think it died down a little bit. Like, but it's more than I've seen. It's kind of like. What's that kid's name?
In Appleton or what?
In Appleton, yeah. Oh, he's like 18.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The Dominican, not Dominican, but Colombian, Venezuelan, whatever he is. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Churio.
Yep. Jackson.
Yeah. Just like that.
Dude, that guy is legit. Like you kind of like feel bad. You kind of didn't get to see him play because like that. I went there last weekend. And that dude just like, I think he had two home runs or one home run. Like he just, that kid is just like the real deal.
He's pretty fun to watch and he's young. He just has fun with it. It's good.
Yeah. That's fun to see. That's fun to see for sure. Who was the guy over there while you were there who just kind of got like all the fans asking for autographs?
Probably.
Oh, were you there when he was there?
Yeah.
Oh, you were there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get to see him like hit all the home runs and stuff, but like, I saw him
for a couple weeks.
Be good at baseball for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Dang, yeah, and it's crazy because Appleton, like the players' exit, is like goes right into the parking lot. So like it's
just the players' exit over there is brutal.
Yeah, is it better in Frisco or no?
Not at all. It's just like the way you come out here, it's like an administrative. I don't even know how to say that word. Administration office.
Okay, administrative.
Like the front desk and stuff. Yeah, whatever. The front desk stuff, and then. It's not like crazy, but like, it can get back.
Okay. Yeah, that's not that bad. Owen White, another guy they have in Frisco, I was watching some of his highlights. That dude is just nasty, too. Like, they're just insane everywhere. Who? Owen White, or I think he's in double A there in Frisco.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen him play, though.
Yeah. Did you meet Leiter at the Futures game?
Sorry, you froze.
Oh, am I back?
Yeah, you're good.
Did you meet Leiter at the Futures game?
No, I actually met Leiter when I first got here. The Futures game, it was like everybody was separate. Like your team was just with your team. Other team was with
really
team.
Interesting. It's kind of weird.
A little bit.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because obviously you get. I mean, is that good? Like you tell me, like a Futures game, no big deal. You know, that's pretty. It's a good notch in your belt. Like, how'd you find out about that?
I found out a good about like a month before. Joe actually scared the hell out of me because he like I was in the trainer. I don't even know what I was doing, and he just like points at me, and he just like, and I was like, oh damn, like what did I do? Like, and then he told me, he sat down and he told me that like, you're going to the Futures game. I'm like, oh wow, like again, I didn't know what to say because I was just talking to my agent about it. Like I've been talking to my agent about it for like a few years now, like that I want to throw in that. So like, again, I didn't know what to say.
Does your agent have a say like in that? Like, does he kind of like hype you up to like Joe or like the front office and stuff, or how does that work out?
I don't think so. Okay. Because when I told him was his first time hearing about it too.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
But I found out a few weeks before, and I'm not going to lie, it got in my head a little bit. So I had like a stretch of bad starts. And we went on the road, and of course, it was 2 weeks before I had to go to LA, and I forgot my gray pants, like just a big dummy. So I had white pants that I had to throw with in the Futures game, and didn't have pants for like the season or the 2 week road stretch.
Wait, so you at the Futures game, you had a different color pair of pants on than everyone else?
Yeah, we all had to bring our own pants.
Okay.
Which was it was weird. You think they'd give you pants or something?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Dude, that's the minors. In the All-Star game, they probably hook everybody up with all this swag and whatnot. And then minor league game, they're just like, whatever, bring your own BYOB, yeah, bring your own pants. Or BYOP, bring your own pants.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I didn't hear anything you just said.
Does it sound better now?
It's good now.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what happened, though.
That's weird.
Probably the hotel Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Where are y'all at now?
We just got back to Fisco.
Oh, so how did that work out then? Obviously, because like in Appleton, you had... like the host family and stuff. How do they do it in Frisco?
So there's apartments all like, so the field's like literally right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like apartments surrounding the field. And I guess that's a player's apartments.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a bunch of hotels. So I got here late, so there was no space for the apartment. So they just gave me a hotel for the rest of the year.
That's not too bad. It's so cool. You don't got no roommates or anything. It's just you.
Yeah, just me.
That's pretty sick though. That's pretty sick. I like that.
Better than a host family, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, you had a good host family, though.
I did. My host family was pretty cool. I liked them a lot.
Yeah, and I got to ask you this, because every time you post something on Instagram, which is like once a year, I feel like, it's always like dog pictures. Like, who are all these dogs that you're always with? Because like, you're always with dogs.
I love dogs, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah. Well, they'll either be my dogs, my host family's dogs, or like when I see a dog, I just... somehow just be super social and just like go up to it and like ask if I can pet it and like take a picture of it.
Yeah.
So like it's everybody's dog.
Gotcha.
I don't even know them at the time. I just big dog guys. I'm always going to go up to them if they look random.
The last time I had you on, we didn't talk about your JUCO career too much. And I didn't realize like you were on one of the better JUCOs like in the country. Like you guys went 55-4 the season you were there.
Yeah, we were nasty.
Dude, that's incredible. We 27-0 in conference games. Like, were you guys just blowing out teams?
Yeah, it was that was the best team I've ever been a part of, honestly. Just from the guys and then just like from the baseball standpoint, just great. We like never lost. Forney held us to such a high standard where it's like kind of like you have to play to his level.
Yeah.
Otherwise like probably not gonna play. It was really fun, just like winning all the time and stuff.
Yeah, it's incredible. And guys who I've had on who are like JUCO guys, they sometimes they'll have like different stories because obviously like the regulations for JUCO practices are different than like NCAA. Did you guys have any interesting like crazy like JUCO workouts? Because I know one guy would like have to run a mile and a half up and down a hill when they're done, or go down some trails and stuff. What do you guys got to do there?
They were brutal in the beginning of the year. He relaxed towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of the year, like, I mean, our practices were literally all day.
Wow.
And like, I was in such a bad mood by the time I got back. Like, you know, I don't want to play baseball right now.
Yeah.
I just want to do nothing. As far as running, so we had a really small campus, but there was like a gas station, a marathon, like I think about a mile and a half down.
Okay.
And I guess when he's feeling spicy, he'll just make us run, you know, there and back as a warm up.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. I do remember, and this is one thing I'll never forget about JUCO. I think we actually had gotten in trouble, and he made us wake up at like 6 a.m, where we had a 6 a.m. and we had ran around the parking lot. So it was pitchers and position players. We separated. So while, let's say like the position players are running, they would run a lap and we would have to be doing like sit ups, just something
mm-hmm.
in like the middle, but like you couldn't like fake it. Like he was like watching, you like had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would be done. They would flip, they would do their sit ups, whatever.
Jeez.
And we'd be running. And then he started timing it. And I was like, dude, I'm dying right now. Yeah. Like, give me, like, I need a break. And then so I think that was about an hour. I had the worst shin splints of all time,
mm-hmm.
the whole like fall season. And I had an 8 a.m. right after that. And I'm like, there's no way I'm about to go to that 8 a.m. Like, I'm exhausted right now. Yeah, I'll never forget that. Like, that was brutal. Like, I had like these ice packs in my freezer, and I would like I was laying in bed. I didn't even shower. Like, that's how like exhausted I was. So I just like laid in bed, put ice packs on my shin, and just like sat there.
Yeah,
and just kind of just passed out. There's no way. Like, I hope we never do that ever again.
Yeah, but that's how JUCO is. Like, it's crazy because like, I talk to guys who are NCAA or whatever, you know, D1 school or even D2, and they don't have those kind of things. But JUCO, there's just no rules. Like, they don't care what they'll run you guys into the ground.
Yeah, the fall season of, I don't know how it is like now, but I know the fall season is, I've heard it was always the worst. One of my boys is there. He's like probably one of my best friends. He said like, before I got there, it was way worse. And I'm like, I don't even, like, I feel bad. It's like, I totally believe it. Yeah. Like, I know he went crazy.
Yeah.
I totally believe it.
Like, that's crazy. So you guys had to do all those things because somebody had gotten in trouble, or like the whole team had gotten in trouble?
The whole team had gotten in trouble.
Do you know what you guys did or no?
I don't even remember, honestly. It probably wasn't even that big of a deal, to be honest.
Jeez.
But, yeah, we would do that, and then sometimes after practice, he would make we had to run around the campus. It was a small campus. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal, but like, he'd call it a valley mile.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're just running it at like a cool pace, it's not bad. But if he starts timing it, and then it's not like a straight, like, you know, thing. There's hills. You got to go uphill, downhill. I'm like, bro, relax. Like, this is supposed to be a warm up. Like,
yeah.
This is a workout right now. Like, calm down.
Jeez.
But it was fun. Like, I would probably never want to do it again.
Yeah.
But like, I do miss those times. It was fun.
No, for sure. Like I said, JUCO is different. JUCO guys are different. I feel like they work out. I mean, I've talked to guys who won D1 who are from JUCO, and they feel like their time at JUCO, they enjoyed it more. I was talking to somebody who went JUCO, D1, and then back to JUCO. I can't remember where or what he played with, but dude, I was looking at you. You were 9-0. You never lost like in college. You were just 9-0, 1.88 ERA, no big deal.
I got lucky a few of those times. There was a loss in there, but they didn't show up.
Oh, what happened to it?
I actually know that for a fact. They didn't show it up because I did terrible.
Like, did you guys end up winning or what?
We ended up winning.
So then,
I guess it would have been a no decision.
Yeah, no decision. Yeah. It would have been a loss then.
Yeah.
No, yeah, y'all didn't lose. I mean, you guys lost four games. So, I mean, I feel like
one of those four games is definitely my fault.
Dang. No big deal. I mean, hey, whatever. You get the no decision. You're still 9-0. Like, you can put that on your record, like 9-0 in college. I mean, it's bad.
It looks cool on the back of the cards.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Who was like the hardest team you guys faced? Like other JUCO teams?
By far, Iowa Western.
Okay.
By far. They were, so I don't even remember what our conference was, but our conference was, and this is kind of part of the reason why we went on such a high, like, winning streak. Our conference wasn't that great.
Okay.
I mean, you'd have your okay teams and you have your really bad teams. And, yeah, conference was cool. But Iowa Western, when playoffs came around, by far the hardest. I think that's who kicked us out.
Did you pitch in the postseason or no? In the playoffs?
I did.
How was that?
Yeah. It was a regular old game. Nothing crazy.
So were you...
So it was like...
No, go ahead. What? Go ahead.
So like the postseason, I mean, we hosted it. So like, there's obviously not a lot of people there. I mean, it's a small school. But like, there would be, I don't know, about 50 people.
50? And,
yeah, like scouts and like...
Oh, sure, sure.
Teams, I guess. That was my first time playing in front of like people, fans, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. I was freaking out. Like, that was my downfall. I didn't know what to do, but it's not bad. It's like a regular little tournament.
That's crazy. And I'm trying to think of what. Oh man, there's a college, a JUCO that's just like dominant. I can't think of their name anymore now. I think it's in Florida or Arizona.
Chipola?
There you go. Chipola, yeah.
We didn't play them.
No?
I think they played them this past year.
Okay, okay. That might have been what it was then. But like, they're good, too. Like, they're another team that just never never loses.
They're legit, too, yeah.
Did you ever do you ever get any, like, did you ever throw at anybody or have, like, benches clearing when you were over there or no?
No, my first benches clearing was in the AZL.
How was that?
So I don't know. I was inside.
Oh, you didn't rush? You didn't run to the field? No? You're like, whatever, I'll do it. I'll let them do it.
I didn't know what to do. but no, we didn't really. It was pretty. It wasn't that bad. Like nothing happened.
And I'm pretty sure if you did at Wabash, like your coach would probably have you guys running miles and.
We would never stop running. We'd be running right now.
Yeah, it would just be your legs fell off, and then he'd find a whole new group of guys who would just go 45 or 55 and 4 and whatever. Just
exactly, it's just that easy for him.
Jeez, I'm sure like the recruiting to that school is just easiest thing he's ever done. He just shows up their record and they're like, let's do it.
Yeah, me and my boy talks about this all the time. Like he is probably like one of the best recruiters like ever. He finds everybody.
Yeah.
From the smallest places too. And they're just like all nasty. That makes sense. Like, that's why you guys are good.
Yeah. Were most of the people there like local or like just from all over the country?
It seemed like most of the people were from like Ohio and Kentucky. So I guess local.
Kind of local. Yeah. Cause that's Indiana. No, Illinois, I guess. Yeah. Illinois.
It's Illinois. But like, yeah, there's Indiana too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I guess you could say local.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty legit. So let's talk about the Futures game. So obviously you go there. Like, how did you tell your parents and your girlfriend?
I told my parents, but I told them it wasn't for sure because like they have big mouths.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to like leave. So I was kind of like iffy when I told them. I told my girl like right away.
Yeah.
Because like I know she like who nobody's gonna believe her. And then so they found out. Everybody in my family found out when the post came out, like I think 2 days before.
Oh, so like.
So I kept it super low key.
Okay. That's cool. Cause like people like won't tell. People will talk and whatnot. And then like everyone's.
Exactly. And like, I know nothing would happen if like they did tell, but like they told me not to tell. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I just won't tell you guys.
So how was LA? Cause obviously that's your first time in LA. Like how was the, or no, not in LA. Yeah. LA. How was the environment?
It was in LA. Yeah. The environment of like around the hotel was, it was cool.
Yeah.
Once you leave like that little like area,
mm-hmm.
LA sucks. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. Dodger Stadium, huge.
Yeah.
Very nice. Huge. It was a fun experience though. Like if you go to the right places and stuff, like it was cool.
Did you get to meet LA, other people like on your team? Because obviously the teams were separated, but like who are like some of the guys maybe from like on your team that you're just like, dang, they're just nasty.
Honestly, all of them.
Yeah.
They're all good in their own little way. But I like I said, I'm like super quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
So like I did talk, but like I can't even remember who I was talking to.
That's fair.
I think most of the time I would just talk to Weimer. And.
Like, oh, yeah, because Joey went too. Did Jackson go too?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, that's pretty sick.
All three of us.
So did they tell you like who's the coach for that or the manager for the for your guys' team?
I don't even know, dude. I don't remember.
Dang. Did they let you know like, hey, you were gonna go in like or like what point did you start to think like, oh man, like I'm gonna be on national TV, like people are gonna be watching me. This is actually a pretty big deal because you know it's the Futures game.
It was honestly a much bigger deal in my head. Mm-hmm. I was nervous once like game time came. It's just like any old like just regular baseball game. Like it's not. It's cool. Don't get me wrong, but it's like it's all right. So I threw in like I think I threw in like the fifth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was supposed to throw it earlier. He told me I was gonna get a clean inning. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like three batters and try to get a couple punchies or whatever. Obviously, I didn't. I warmed up. Oh, by the way, like the fans around the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
annoying. They're just there all around, just yapping away.
What were they saying?
Just saying your name, and they're like, "Oh, we're big fans." Like you don't even know me. Like this is probably your first time seeing me, like in your life.
Yeah.
Just yapping, trying to get balls.
Yeah.
You know, sign this, sign that. Like sometimes you gotta ignore them. When you ignore them, it never goes well. You just keep going. So I threw 8 pitches,
mm-hmm.
crazy, 2 ground outs.
Yeah.
And that was my day. I found out, I could have sworn I was going to clean it. I wasn't the happiest guy after.
Yeah. Wait, did you went in with what, with one out or what?
I had a fresh start.
Yeah, so you faced two batters, you got them both out, and then you didn't leave anybody on base, right?
My day was done.
Yeah, okay.
Nah.
Yeah, but that's not bad. You know, you didn't get any punchies, but hey, two up, two down.
It's not bad, but you're like, you need the punchies.
I know, especially on national TV when everyone's like looking at you and you're hyped up and you're one of the...
I thought I was going to throw way harder too.
Yeah. Do you remember who you faced?
Yeah, I actually faced, I don't even know how to say his last name. Curtis?
Oh, from the Rays.
Yeah.
From Australia, the Australian kid. That kid's good. He's nasty.
This is crazy because we just had dinner the night before. We have like the same agency, so like we just went to dinner, and like I didn't expect like him to be the first guy.
Yeah.
So that second guy, I don't even know who I faced.
Yeah.
I don't know who he was.
What agency are you with?
Bledsoe.
Okay. Right on. Yeah. So like, obviously, you know, you want to be on national TV, you want to strike him out. You didn't. You get two outs. No big deal. Like, I mean, he's a top prospect for the Rays. I think he might be the number one prospect too, actually.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. He was good. But he's, no big deal. You got him out, both out. That's, I mean, eight pitches, whatever. You're on TV.
It was a good, like, little outing. But, I'm really hard on myself, so you got to have the punches.
Yeah.
Dang. Punches. If I had even just one punch, I'd be like, all right, cool. But, like, overall, I'm not mad about it at all.
Yeah. I mean, you represented the Brewers well. I mean, did Joey get into the game? I was watching, but, like, on my phone, and then I turned it on my big TV when you came in. So I didn't watch if he bet.
I had told him before the game, I was like, I'll give you $100 for every home run that you hit.
Nice.
And he got that close
twice.
Jeez. And I'm like, dude, like, relax.
Yeah.
It was super close. Yeah, he got in there. I don't remember what Churio did, though.
So going over there, like, was there anybody, obviously you said you're kind of quiet and not like super outgoing or anything, but like, were there anybody there that you able to talk to, maybe pick their brain, whether it's pitching or like just like, even like hitters and trying to get like the opposite viewpoints and stuff?
No, I don't really. I'm not usually the kind of guy to pick people's brains and, you know, get like the inside scoop of stuff, because like I personally hate baseball, so I would try not to talk about baseball as much as I can. but not just nothing like really too deep. Normal conversation.
It's crazy that you say that you hate baseball, because obviously you're so good. I think you're one of the minor league leaders in like strikeouts. Like what about it, what about it don't you like? Is it just because, I mean, it's maybe not the most exciting of sports?
It's not even that. It's just like a mental, just a grind mentally. Mm-hmm. It's like you can get yourself to like, you can get yourself in a little funk so easily. And like you just start overthinking it. It's like, all right, I got to do this to do this. I got to do that to do that. I'm like, all right, like just throw the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do get myself into like a little like mental like spinning phase or whatever.
Yeah.
I keep trying to tell myself to just like have fun. It's like I don't like, not everybody gets to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just have fun. Like throw the ball as hard as you can. Like whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like, what do you do, or how do you mentally then tell yourself to, or how do you get yourself out of that like mental like rut? Like, obviously, because baseball has its ups and downs.
It's really hard, to be honest. Personally, I'll just like, I'm gonna go play the game, mm-hmm. or like go on a walk or something, or like just do something totally random. Like, I don't have my Xbox here, but like I have to start tomorrow. And like, if I just sat in my room and just, well, I guess, watch TV, like I'm gonna start zooming. Like, all right, like last time I did this, don't do this. Like, you know. So I've been grinding 8-ball on my iPad all day.
Dang.
Just to try not to like, just do anything to get my mind off baseball.
There's
so much stuff you can do, but like, it's so easy to just fall into it.
Yeah.
Get yourself spinning.
Yeah, that's fair. And like I said, I haven't seen you online, like on Xbox and stuff. So I'm like, I figured you hadn't gotten all your stuff out there and whatnot. But
yeah, I brought it. Well, yeah, I brought it home the weekend I went home before I got here. It was like, I mean, I don't really, we're going to be traveling. So I was like, I just might as well leave it. I'm going to leave it in the host family's house. So
yeah,
I just have to take it home.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, you only have like a couple weeks, I feel like, left in the season too, because like it's almost over. And then, you know.
Yeah.
You're back home and stuff like that.
A lot of stuff to carry and stuff. Brought it back.
So what do you do, or have the Rangers talked to you about, like, I think I asked you this earlier, but have the Rangers talked to you about, like, kind of like their goal for you? Because obviously you're dead set on being a reliever.
I think they
want you to be a starter. I mean, they have the pitchers. They don't necessarily need you to be a starter. I feel like they have their rotation depth in like their minor league system and stuff. But like, what is their plan for you?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm going to be straight up. I honestly think I'm probably going to end up being a reliever with this team.
Okay.
And like, that would probably be my best shot at making it like up top.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I know I have a pitch count or like an innings cap. That's about all I got.
Was that with the Brewers and then kind of transitioned to the Rangers organization? Yeah. Or is that just with them?
It was just with them.
Just because of your previous injuries and stuff?
Yeah. So when I was with that's exactly why. Because when I was with the Brewers, I was cool. Like, you know, I probably got well over 100 innings, 110 innings, whatever. They told me here they don't want me to go over 110. I'm at like 95 right now. So, okay, so what am I going to throw an inning a game? So like, okay, sure.
So are you like an opener then? Basically just throwing like one inning and then they'll have someone else come in and pay you back off you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was supposed to throw yesterday, but it got canceled. And I'm supposed to start tomorrow. But I'm really, really trying to beg them. Like, let me just get like the last two innings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to throw 2 or 3 innings anyway. Like, just give me like the back half. So I don't get myself spinning and like doing stuff.
Yeah. So like, I mean, obviously coming out of the bullpen, like you've never done that before, right? Like you've always been a starter, even like in college.
Yeah. First time coming out of the pen was in the Futures game. I think I came out of the pen in high school a few times, but that's high school. That doesn't count.
Yeah. So in the Futures game, then what did you do to get yourself like hyped up to come out of the bullpen? Cause like I've guys like, you're not a smelling sauce guy or like Red Bull. Are you a Red Bull guy? Like, or like pre-workout? Like, what do you do to get up? Or do you,
I'll
you
do just, pre-workout.
Okay. Like dry
in the Futures game, I have forgot my, it depends how I'm feeling. I've dry scooped before. That's a different kind of, that's a different kind of like zoom. But not typically I'll do pre-workout, but I forgot it in the locker room, like a big dummy. So like I was sitting there for 4 innings. My eyes are just mad heavy the whole time. They tell you start warming up and it's like a different, like, it's a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You just get like this random boost of like adrenaline.
Yeah.
And you're just ready to go.
And you think you would prefer that over like starting? Because obviously, like, what is your normal start routine like when you're starting? Because you said you don't really try to get too into it because like you don't want your brain to like start thinking. So like, what do you do like before each start? Like, are you pretty like routine?
Nah, I try to, like, it's probably better if I were to get into a routine, but like I said, it's going to get me thinking too much. So I kind of just go with the flow, like whatever. Let's say the game's at like 5, I'll probably start stretching at 4, do my little like hip routine and stuff, play catch at 4:30. I'm kind of done by like 4:50. It's kind of whatever I feel like I need at that moment. There's nothing.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, and everyone's different. So you might even, that might kind of be geared for you to be a reliever then, just because, you know, you can get yourself all hyped up to get out of the bullpen versus like, you know, the whole starter's routine and stuff.
Hold up, you went into robot mode again.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I was saying it might work better for you as a reliever then, because you know you just come out of the bullpen and you don't have to worry about your routine or anything like that. You just, you know, your role eventually. You know, when you find out your role and stuff, like then you just run out and do your thing, pitch an inning or two, let the arm eat, and then you don't got to worry about, you know, exactly, inning limits and pitch counts and
throw and go. Throw and go home. That's it.
Do you want to be like a closer or like what, like our long inning relief? Like what is like your ideal like situation?
Personally, and I could be wrong. Personally, I think I'd be a disgusting closer because I got 2 pitches.
Yeah. Fastball slider, right?
Fastball slider. I mean, I can toss a changeup every now and then, but it doesn't always change, but I think I'd be a pretty nasty closer, but it's got to give me a chance.
Yeah. You know, we just got to start the campaign to, you know, free Antoine Kelly, put him as a closer. Like, who's a closer right now for Frisco?
I don't even think we have one.
There you go, man. Let him know. Be like, hey, man, just for the last couple of weeks, just let me do my thing and, like, see what you got
for
me.
For real.
For, you know, because, like, legitimately, like, minor leagues, it's like, you can get passed over and overlooked so fast with so many people exactly. in the organization, you got to do what you got to do to kind of stand out and stuff. I mean, you're still young though, so you still got it. But like, are you going to be Rule 5 eligible next year or no?
Yeah, I think in like December. November.
So this year, yeah. Interesting. So yeah. Kind of see what happens there.
Yeah. Not sure. I mean, they have reasons to do both.
Yeah.
Protect or not protect. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. We'll see what happens. But all right. So right before we end here, obviously, you were pitching. You play well in Appleton. You're here in Frisco now. In Frisco, like, or even in Appleton too, because you said like obviously Jackson Chirios got like just mauled by everybody. But like, what are some of the things like people would hear or you would hear like fans chanting? Because like you are obviously a top prospect. Top pitching prospect and, you know, high draft pick and stuff. Like, were fans just mobbing you to get autographs or, like, shouting
Actually,
at
no,
you?
When I got here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, just in general, like, in both, Appleton and here.
Oh, no, nah, Appleton was a little bit ridiculous. When I first signed in 19, that was probably the most chaotic, like, fan experience I've had. In Appleton, no, you'd get your same card people that'll, you know, I ask you to sign 1,200 cards.
Do you recognize them after a while? Like the one is in Appleton? Because obviously it's a small stadium.
Yeah. I got to a point where like I'll always sign the card unless I like I'm in a really like pissy mood. But I'll always sign it. But like it got to the point where I was like, all right, I'll sign like 3 or 4. Like that's about it.
Yeah.
And they just come back the next day. Like, dude, I just signed 3 from yesterday. But I'm not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know.
Oh, so you just keep signing? Because I know some people who'll be like, one, that's it. Like, I'm not going to keep signing, like, day after day.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that too, but I feel like it's just bad luck if I say no.
That's fair.
I don't know. I feel like some bad karma or something. Yeah, so I always just do it. Once the poster came out in Appleton, that's when they kind of got a little weird. A lot of people.
Was that in 19?
Here in Frisco? No, this past season.
Oh, you were on the poster?
In the beginning of the year, yeah.
Dang. Okay.
That was kind of cool. But when I got to Frisco, they did me so dirty. Cause nobody knew I was here. Nobody knew my name. The people in like the front office didn't even know who I was. I'm like, yeah, I have to pitch today. So like, you're either gonna let me in, or you guys are not gonna have a starter. I don't know what to tell you.
They didn't even let you in the stadium.
Nobody knew I was there. Not at first. I had to tell them like my name's Anton. Like I just got I just got traded. Like it's me. And yeah, they did me dirty. Like the fans don't really know like who I am yet, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of nice though. In a way, you don't have to hear like all the people yelling and stuff. Because like, I mean, you know, obviously, like fans, especially in like minor league stadiums, like they're pretty like ruthless. Like they're just shouting out. Like they'll just be chirping at you, and like if you don't get,
they have no feel,
no feel for the game. I remember when I was there in Beloit, Brandon Kinnear had pitched. And he was pitched well, and I think Baker blew. I think it was Baker might have blown the save or something, and like they walked off. Some fan just shouted at him like, "Hey, Baker, sign my autograph!" And he just looked at them. He just looked back, and he just walked off. I was like, "Come on, yeah, guys, you got to have a little bit of a feel for the game because like you can't just be it's insane."
Yeah. They just be yapping away. It gets to a point where you kind of just have to ignore them,
yeah,
like, and just not even feel bad about it. They'll be all right.
No, for sure.
I know one of the games I did terrible at Appleton. It was one that had that weird stat line where I walked like a million people and gave up no hits. One of those weird ones. And I was so mad after the game. And then they just asked me to sign the cards. Bro, no. Like, I'm not going to sign it. And then they just looked like devastated.
Yeah.
Like dude, you're going to be back tomorrow. And you know it too.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
Yeah. That's crazy. What is the weirdest thing somebody has asked you to autograph?
They be getting pictures online. I've gotten a couple of pictures of me pitching from freshman year.
Okay. Oh, from like high school or for college?
In high school.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, that's a little weird. I don't know. For Utter Tuggers weekend, I was sitting with a cow, and somebody asked me to sign that.
The actual like, sure. cow?
Yeah. Like, so I was like, okay. What else was it? It was just random pictures they'd be printing.
Yeah.
And like, I've signed some, like, sometimes they'd be pictures from, like, a long time ago, but not even baseball related.
Like, they just, like, okay, like
how did you even get this? Yeah. Like, you're weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, all right, cool. But, so, yeah, somebody has a picture of me doing nothing baseball related.
Probably with a dog or something.
Most likely. Very likely.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, like I said, fans are crazy. Like, did you ever, oh, you did play in Beloit. Like, you did you play in their old stadium or no?
I have never been, no.
In the old, okay. Also,
thank God.
Yeah, you missed out. Like, I mean, you got lucky because, like, you didn't miss anything because that stadium is just absolute garbage. Like, it was, they needed a new one and they got it. It's, the new one's actually kind of nice.
The new one's very nice. If they have, like, more fans, it's beautiful. I like it. That was probably my favorite, one of my favorite road trips.
Well, it's also because it's short, too. It's just, what, like, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
It's short, but you're not, like, miserable the whole time.
Yeah. You know? So, like, what is the one? What is the one city you've been to that you're just like, absolutely hate coming here?
Peoria,
Illinois. Who is that?
I hate Peoria. Who? The Cardinals.
Cardinals. What is wrong with it there?
It's just ugly. There's so much like, it's just ugly. There's bad vibes.
Yeah.
Like Peoria and Cedar Rapids. I hate both of their stadiums, but I'd rather go to Cedar Rapids than to Peoria.
Dude, I heard Cedar Rapids was bad. Like bad.
Cedar Rapids is pretty bad, but it's a lot better than Peoria, in my opinion.
Okay.
Both of those teams, I seem to never pitch well against.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I never have to throw against them ever again.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, like, it's a blow. You missed out. Like, you didn't miss out. There's nothing there. It's crappy city, really, in my opinion, but also crappier stadium. Well, what is, like, the next couple of weeks looking for, like, for you? Let's end on that. Like, what is your goal for the last couple of weeks of the season?
It's August, and I'm just trying to go to Chicago. I'll be honest. Just ride it through. Whatever we got.
Yeah.
No plans.
That's cool. I respect that. And, like, honestly, like, you're Chicago. Like, did your family live in the city of Chicago? Or, like, were in that general area?
No, we live, like, 20 or so minutes out.
Oh, but, like, you're in the general area then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually been to Chicago. Next, when I'm there, I'm going to have to hit you up. Be like, yo, man, like, what's the spot to be? Maybe we'll do, like, some... are you a golfer?
No, I want to get into it.
Me too. I haven't done it. Same thing.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, dude, I'd rather do, like, miniature golf. Although, like, I suck at that too. But I feel like it's a little bit, like, I'm a little bit better.
Yeah, they would go all the time when I was over there. I was like, damn, like, I kind of want to go. But it's like, you guys are, like, really good. I'm not gonna have fun. Like, I already know.
So well, you don't gotta have fun. You just gotta be like that guy who kind of keeps it loose for the boys. Maybe crack a couple jokes here and there, and you know, like, just keep it light. You don't have to be good.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a little competitive. So
yeah.
Relax, guys. But yeah.
I feel
probably should have just went and been that guy, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I mean, if I ever out in Chicago area, which is like an hour and a half from where I live, actually, it's not that far. Like, we'll have to maybe get some golf in, mini golf or bowling or something, just kick it. But hey, I want to thank you. Yeah, no, for sure. And like, once your Xbox is back, I don't want to grind it out. You're missing. Are you a Dragon Ball Z guy? Because Dragon Ball Z is in Fortnite now, and I actually can't stand it.
You don't like it?
No,
I've seen it on TikTok.
It's kind of overkill because I just get crushed. Like, they'll just, I feel like it's kind of similar. I don't know. I just feel like it's overkill. Like,
I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z guy, so I will be buying stuff.
Yeah. 100%. I still got the same skins from like a year ago when we were playing, but no big deal.
Yeah.
I'll have to invest in something. I'll start investing in some skins and make it look pretty sick and whatnot, but
it's not like I don't just buy like the skins. It's like they gotta be really cool.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, all right, like it's $5. I'll just toss $5. Just
it's not that bad. I still got the Boba Fett one from like for the last year now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. But no, it's cool though. We'll have to squad back up once you get up and running and all that kind of stuff. But hey, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Obviously enjoy taking the time to talk. And obviously I wish you were back here in Wisconsin still. But I mean, hey, I'm looking forward to what you do in for the Texas Rangers, dude. That's incredible.
Hopefully it goes well. We'll see.
Yeah. Good luck on your start tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
You got it, brother. All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.